Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin, though, in the meantime, has confirmed there will be what he describes as fair and robust changes to Ireland's immigration system this week. So what impact will these changes have? Well, Nick Henderson is the CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. He joins us now. Nick, we're slightly in the realms of speculation at the moment, but what do you make of what is being proposed by the government?
Yeah, the two reports yesterday, the Sunday Times and RTE, were deeply concerned by the proposals, and we'll wait to see what's actually announced this week. But there are two key proposals, it seems. One, to reduce access to citizenship, and the other, to sharply reduce the ability of a recognised refugee's ability to reunite with their family. And these are really two key planks of refugee integration, the ability for somebody to get citizenship so that they can become independent, that they can become Irish, and then to reunite with their family. So on the proposals that we have, on the information that we have, we'd have great concerns. And particularly the point around family unification, we think these proposals could result in children being separated from parents and husbands separated from wives.
That's not my understanding, Nick, of what is being proposed. What my understanding of what's being proposed is the rules would be tightened and limited to immediate family members. So it wouldn't be a wife or a husband or a child.
And that's the case currently. You can only reunite with your immediate family. The point where we would have concern about is that somebody would have to find accommodation before that they are able to reunify with their family. And there's two points there. Firstly, it currently takes about 18 months for a family unification application to be processed, and that's figures from last month. So a person, it seems, would have to find accommodation and try and keep that accommodation free and pay for it in the duration of their application. And then if they still have it, if they have the means to keep that the rent being paid, then they would be able to bring their family with them. And in our experience, and that was a requirement of a recent Afghan admission scheme, that was extremely difficult for people.
I'm sure it is. I suppose the concern, I'm playing devil's advocate here, I suppose the concern is if you don't have put some kind of responsibility on the person, then the temptation will be to remain ad infinitum in state accommodation. There's actually no incentive to move out of that.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Well, in our experience, people have every incentive, and the first thing that people want to do once they get refugee status is to move on and out of bypass accommodation and become independent.
Can I ask you about this obligation for refugees to spend longer in Ireland before they can apply for citizenship, and prohibiting those on social welfare from applying? are they not legitimate measures for a state to introduce? I mean, we have full employment at the moment. Surely it's not asking too much to say to somebody, you know what, you need to kind of get a job if you want to become a citizen. And it does take time to become a citizen as well. Is that not a legitimate enough requirement of any state?
I think it's legitimate enough, but on the proposals that we have, there's been a pretty drastic interpretation of that. I think the Sunday Times said somebody could only receive state support for 4 months out of the 5 years, a maximum of 4 months out of the 5 years that somebody has to wait for citizenship. And I just don't see how that's practical or reasonable. And is that actually quite irresponsible to place somebody in a position where they have a choice of trying to get some support if they, for example, have lost their job, or they've become unwell, or they have a disability or are pregnant? Somebody has that choice to take that support or just wait, sit it out, hope that they get better, so that it doesn't negatively affect their citizenship application. I think that's pretty irresponsible. And we'd be really concerned about that.
Can I ask you, do you accept there are pull factors here that draw in people who are perhaps in desperate situations economically, but aren't actually asylum seekers? Do you accept that premise?
What we would say is look at the facts. And firstly, there's been strong academic studies that have looked at this and have found that pull factors aren't a significant part of people's decision-making. Secondly, if you think about it, people would be coming for this. These measures seem to be aimed at people coming from the UK. We don't know the exact number of people coming from the UK, and people in our experience.
We do know 80% of people seeking international protection to the state come via Northern Ireland. So that suggest a pull factor. And it suggests that if the UK is getting tough on immigration, that is going to only increase.
That number is a pretty crude methodology, and we've had expressed concerns about it in the past. It seems,
but even if it's you know, half that amount,
sure,
even if
sure.
it's, you know, it's still a huge percentage.
It is a percentage, but let's bear in mind that up until last summer, the UK refugee protection system was in a pretty disastrous place. So we have always expressed concerns about decision making and policy making on the idea that there is a strong pull factor. And one thing to note about the UK's policy changes is that they are really, in effect, gutting refugee protection. The statement that was announced last Monday, I was looking at it this morning, it's called Restoring Order and Control. It's a pretty devastating attack on refugee protection. And our concern would be that Ireland, if it tries to keep up with these measures, would be following UK down a pretty retrograde path, Nick, and there just wouldn't be much left at the end of it.
Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Thank you indeed.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
For talking to News Talk Breakfast.